Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Whatever those Epstein emails say, it doesn't matter one bit.
Really?
It doesn't matter. And Adam, by the way, so glad you're back and you're feeling better.
My voice is so on happy. The road to recovery.
Great. Good. I can barely hear you. Can we turn them up a little bit? Appreciate you being here. It doesn't matter. The Epstein emails that were released yesterday, when they release more of them, it won't matter because we don't care. In politics today, loyalty to the political tribe outweighs concerns about a candidate's personal conduct. We have seen this. The current president has been convicted of raping E. Jean Carroll. He has been assigned
he's not been criminally convicted of rape.
A judge said he has to pay her $5 million dollars for this crime, this civil crime.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to fight that. We don't care that sexual predators are in Congress. We just don't. The core constituency of any major political figure, like a Trump, like who has a cult following, is highly resilient in America. For the people who vote for him and continue to be MAGA, the primary goal is preventing the opposition from gaining power. And it's character flaws, like being a predator, assaulting women, using bad language or what. These are character flaws. I mean, assault is assault. A sexual predator is a sexual predator.
Yeah, being a rapist is a little more than a character flaw. Yeah.
Okay. Well, again, he's been convicted civilly for that. And he has been assigned to, he's to pay her $5 million. And the fact that these character flaws, they're real, they're truthful, but they don't matter because the primary goal of people with a cult-like following is to prevent the opposition from getting in power. Full stop.
I agree. First of all, on the Epstein files and the 20,000 documents released and whatever else is going to come out there, I don't foreshadow something so egregious coming out that it turns the tide and suddenly people wash their hands of Donald Trump. I don't believe that. I don't.
It won't matter.
I don't even know if it's not mattering. I think it's just the fact that I think if there was something, I would. But I'll say this. If there was absolute evidence that he was having sex with underage girls that were procured by Jeffrey Epstein or Ghislaine Maxwell, that would. There are people in Congress, including the MTGs of the world, the Nancy Maces of the world. That's what matters. The fact of the matter is that what the voting public, it doesn't matter. It's the people in Congress who are protecting him. And I think if there were that crystal clear evidence that showed him doing something with underage girls that the women, even in the MAGA movement in Congress, would wash their hands of him, and he would lose that congressional support, which would open the door for impeachment or whatever it is. But that's a big leap. That I just, because the Epstein, these files have been around for, you know, I don't know, two decades now.
Right.
And there are so many powerful people involved in it that they are, have protected it, and they will continue to protect it. And to think that this cache of documents somehow is the smoking gun, not only on Donald Trump, but anybody else, and that's what's so frustrating about this and grotesque about this, is that if you've got money and power, man, you are going to be protected no matter what. And to think that Donald Trump's any different from Prince Andrew or Bill Clinton or whoever else was on the island, he's not. He's no different. And if you're a Democrat or an independent or somebody who just loathes the man, meaning Donald Trump, and you're holding your breath that the Epstein files will be the great aha moment, don't hold your breath, because we've had so many aha moments, or so many moments starting in 2015 when he came down the escalator, where we were, how many times did we say, well, this is for sure, and this, well, he can't overcome this. And he's overcome every single one of them. So if you're telling me that the Epstein files are going to be the final, this is going to be the moment, no, I don't believe that. But I don't believe that because I don't think of the same reason that you don't, and that people don't care about it. I still do think plenty of people would care about it if you had that critical evidence. But we're so far past critical evidence. We don't know what's real anymore. So there's no hope in that. But I do think even people who are dyed in the wool MAGA, I think having sex with underage girls is, that's too far for people. And I think that's where I've seen the rift form with MTG and Nancy Mace in the first place, where they have said, let's see the files. And if Donald Trump's in there, we need to know about it. But I don't think we're going to get there.
Even if we do, it won't matter. It won't matter to MTG. It won't matter this is my opinion of the American electorate in this country. And I'm not saying it doesn't matter to my friend Beth next door. I'm not alleging it doesn't matter to me. I deeply am committed to stopping sexual violence of young men, young women, of anybody in this country. Predatory behavior should be stopped. Predatory behavior is disgusting. People should be locked up. But when it comes to voting, people don't care. You and I care, but we don't have any power. We already didn't vote for the guy. It won't matter.
Jordana, I agree with you that it won't matter, but I think it's a different reason. I don't think it's that we don't care. I think it's that we don't believe.
Yeah,
that if something comes out in these files that shows President Trump did something damning at the Epstein estate or whatever it is, I think people who support Donald Trump will talk their way out of it. Will say, of course I care about sexual violence, but the left is using this as a weapon. He didn't really do that. I don't believe that President Trump really did that. I think that's what it is, that they don't believe that truth has lost its place in American politics. And if it's your guy, you just find a way to not believe it, to disbelieve the facts that are presented to you.
Voters who support the president will prioritize those issues. And David, like the deflecting, you know, like economic policy. Oh, yeah, he may have done those things, but, you know, I have a little more money in my pocket. Or border security. We have less immigrants, so it was worth, you know, accepting this predatory behavior. We have good trade agreements. We have, you know, better lives in America, so it's okay. We have seen the prioritization of policy over character over and over again, and this will be no different no matter what comes out. Because what are we going to do? Impeach him? No, there is going to be no appetite for that. We are going to prioritize once again. And I say we because it's a collective. It's us as the electorate who put him in office. And then it's the Congress who we keep reelecting these idiots. And they keep voting for or you know, pushing through his policy. We also, I mean, there's a couple of reasons why it's not going to matter. We have scandal fatigue. And by the way, we have a very high bar for outrage in this country. President Trump has said, I could go out and shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and nothing would happen. He is right. He could. And somehow there would be an excuse for that. There would be a reason for that. And he would avoid any kind of prosecution politically and criminal. I truly believe that we are living in post, you want to call it lawfare or like these post times where post accountability times. That's what it is. It's post accountability times. And not only is there the prioritization of policy over character, not only do we have scandal fatigue and a very high bar for outrage, but we also have this. What about the blowjob that Clinton got? What about that? We have this aura of whataboutism that makes it okay. Oh, well, he did this, so she's going to do that. Well, JFK cheated on his wife too, so it's okay that President Trump does this. We somehow are so committed to our tribe that we are unwilling to put character on top of any of that because we want what we want. So I maintain whatever comes out in the Epstein files won't matter.
Here's a text, though. That's a nonsense argument. I voted for Trump, but if he victimized underage girls, I'm done with him. There are still boundaries.
You can't do anything about it. You can say, oh, wow, that's gross, but you can't unvote for him. That's what I mean. Like, you can say you can't vote for him again legally yet. He's not allowed to be the president of our country again yet. You know, maybe he could be the vice president. I don't know. But it's done. What's done is done. And don't tell me we didn't know about these scandals before the election. We did. We knew. The E. Jean Carroll thing has been going on for years. The Epstein thing has been going on for years. We knew. And we still elected him. So you can say, oh, I'd feel bad. I would say that's gross. I would turn against him. But nothing will change.
651-461-9226. How do you want to react to that? Got some text coming in. We'll take your phone calls. 651-461-9226. Adam and Jordana on CCO. So just to reset here, if in these 30,000 documents that have been released, the Epstein files, there was photographic evidence of our current president of the United States engaging in sexual conduct with an underage girl, that you believe, Jordana Green, it would not change one mind. Or not one, but it would not change enough that people would turn on the president.
I don't think they will. I don't think they will. Look, what came out in the Epstein files recently certainly isn't damning enough to do anything to him. Now that we have another Democrat that Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, was forced to swear in, he's been avoiding swearing her in, she is going to vote to release the other 20,000 Epstein emails or whatever there is. If there were something in there that was illegal, that already would have come out. Somebody would have brought charges. So what we're going to learn is gross stuff. This is why I don't even want to talk about this. It grosses me out. But we're trying to make sense of the day's news. You know, we're going to learn that he might have known that Ghislaine Maxwell was pilfering women from his, you know, spa at Mar-a-Lago to go and be sex slaves for Jeffrey Epstein because he told her, hey, stop stealing my girls. Okay, we know that. We know that already. And we're just going to have more gross stuff come out like that. If there was anything criminal and a young woman who was still alive and it was still within the statute of limitations and she hasn't been, scared out of her wits to come forward or intimidated, she would have come forward already and said something against President Trump that could be criminally liable. He could be liable for. That hasn't happened. So what we're going to learn is gross stuff. He's going to deny all of it. He's going to call it a witch hunt. His party's going to protect him. And we're going to learn all the things that are gross about President Trump that, you know, a lot of people already assume. Even though it's going to be gross, no one's going to care. again, for the reasons I mentioned, but most importantly, because we don't really care about the sexual victimization of young women or young men.
Yes, we
in
do.
This country.
Yes, we do. I think that's a big difference. Yes, absolutely we do. I think we've
elected a man who admitted he grabs women by the pee. The people that voted for him do not care.
Because to David's point, they don't believe that it happened, or they think it's just sexual bravado, or the women he's talking about are adults and they're consenting to that. You're right. I mean, I'm not trying to defend what he said, and that's a bridge too far for me. But what I'm saying is, talking about it and people, and again, this is also part of the symptom of us being so tribalistic, saying no, it's not our. It's just a smear campaign. It's just, and they fall back on that, and they're doing it again with this. It's just a smear campaign. But what I'm saying, if there was, and again, I'm not saying that this is going to be the case. In fact, I put it the percentage at about 1%, not even, maybe 0.5%, that there's actually something damning in the Epstein files that would actually be clear enough and convincing enough for people to say, whoa, holy cow, he did, it was involved in that. That's not going to happen.
I agree with you on that.
But if there were, I think people still have the moral clarity to say, no, that's too much. But we're past that, in that we're in this muck of so much misinformation and so much denialism and so much there is no truth anymore. We talk about it, so people won't believe this either. But I don't think it's because they don't care about it. They just don't believe it. That's what it is.
They don't believe it because they don't want to believe it. That's the thing. That's when I say people put tribalism over character. You don't have to believe the truth. You can be confronted with the truth.
Yeah.
Here are the facts. Here are the numbers. Here's exactly what happened. Here's a person who is saying what happened. We all know that President Trump does not understand truth. His relationship with the truth is not based in reality. But even when people, when you can say, you know, like, this is a desk, this is a desk. If people say, you know, it doesn't look like a desk to me, you know, it really looks like a coffee table.
Yeah.
Again, basic truths are not real
right.
anymore. So that's where we are in this.
And half our country thinks that Trump's truths are the right truths and your truths
Correct.
Are the wrong truths.
Mm-hmm.
And they think
that's right.
Completely opposite of this. And they would say that you don't care about sexual violence because they believe different stories than you.
Agreed.
Yeah.
That's why nothing will change.
Let's
People
go to
have
the
decided they can have their own truth.
Let's go to the phones. David is in White Bear Lake. David, chime in, or do you have your own truths? Do you think there's anything in these files that would get people to turn on our president?
I agree with you on that portion of it, but I think that exposing it is more attributes to the corruption of the whole administration and trying to cover it up. For that reason, it should be exposed. And the other thing I'd like to bring up, I don't know if anybody's aware, with the reopening of the government, the attachments that the administration has put onto the reopening and awarding a bunch of senators, including Lindsey Graham, a whole lot of money in the millions for things that they've done that are a normal part of their job. And they're available to Republicans only. I don't know if anybody's aware of that amendment that was added on, and I'm not sure if it passed with it, but it was well documented that they were going to receive $500,000 for each act of something to do with listing of telephone numbers and things involved in investigations.
Okay, David, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Just running close to the end of the segment here. Only half of us did. Why do you keep saying we all don't care? Have you not seen some of the senators and congressmen trying to get this out there? So,
okay, so it's half, I'm saying, but the majority of this country voted for Trump.
Right. Well, the majority of the people who voted. Yeah, the majority of the people who voted.
And if it mattered enough to the other people that didn't vote, they would have gotten out and voted, is what I'm saying. Like, it just doesn't matter. Oh, I don't like Trump and I don't like Kamala. I guess I won't vote. You could vote third party. You know, you could vote independent. If more of the people got out and voted and showed us they wanted third party, write in somebody, then maybe we could change the system in this country and there could be a third party. You know, you don't vote for Trump just because you don't like Kamala. We want to be able to vote for somebody that we like. Mm-hmm. So if this is the impetus for change in this country, then let's make that happen because of this. If you want to show the rest of society that you care about sexual violence against women or you don't want predators in an office, then you come out in droves. You don't give up. You don't say, well, I'm not going to vote for either one. You vote third party.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
There's always something you can do. You can't just throw your hands up in the air. There's always something you can do. So when I say we don't care, it's because, not because you personally, like whoever's taking it personally, don't be a moron. Like it's because we as a collective have put a person in power who admitted to sexual violence, even if it was just grabbing people by the pee. Admitted to that on tape. And that's locker room talk. Believe people when they tell you who they are. It's just insane that there's even pushback on this. But what I have learned, you know, doing this job, and certainly in the last 8 years, tribalism trumps culture. So, and we don't care about facts anymore. Sad. Thanks. Really, this is why I didn't want to talk about it, because it's sad, it's disgusting, and nothing's going to change. That's honestly how I feel.
And now the stupidest text that we've got so far. Thanks for reminding me why I stopped listening to WCCO. Good grief. Mm-hmm. You must have just stumbled onto the radio station then. We apologize for that. Hey, let's switch it up. Mm-hmm. You found a guy in Pittsburgh, is that right, who did something
really
good?
Because I want to focus on the positive. Yes, we need positive news. And when I see people doing positive things, I totally want to highlight them. So there's a Pittsburgh man who started a food bank. He said, you know what? I don't have control over what the federal government is doing. I don't have control over getting food stamps back to folks. But what I do have control is what's happening to my neighbors and in my neighborhood. So he started a food bank on his front lawn, and it has just exploded virally online. He's getting all the support. So we're going to talk with AJ Owen next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
AJ Owen was trying to explain to his sons what SNAP benefits were and why people weren't going to be able to get enough food because of the SNAP benefit delays. And you know what he did? He actually did something about it. He started a food bank in his front yard to help others. He has gone absolutely viral, and I need to hear all of the support that he's gotten, and he graciously has agreed to join us on the air from Pittsburgh, AJ Owen, food bank fame and virality. I'm so happy to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure.
Okay, I know you've gotten a lot of press. I've you know, been reading about you all over. AJ, walk us through the story. How did this happen? When did it start? Tell our listeners the story.
Yeah, absolutely. It started with keeping my two boys, 7 and 9 years old, you know, what's updated, what's going on in our country, and the fact that people weren't going to be fed didn't sit right with us. And so it started with a single tote that had Christmas lights in it that we cleaned out and two hand coolers. And there was an immediate need. We spent $150 at Aldi. Almost 70% of that was gone overnight. That turned into our community showing up for each other. That turned into more totes, more food, more monetary donations. And, you know, last Saturday, we were very fortunate to open our mailbox and find an envelope full of thousands of dollars for our food pantry.
I saw that video, and you have tears streaming down your cheeks as you're showing that cash. Do you have any idea where that came from and how that ended up in your mailbox?
I have no idea where that came from. I assume I will never know. But every time that video gets played or is even talked about, I start to tear up, so please don't bring it up again. but it truly, that moment changed everything. And, you know, that video has 19 million views. We've helped hundreds and hundreds of people in the community. I mean, we've had people drive from over an hour away to come here and get fed, get diapers, get formula. It's just been just beautiful.
I love everything about this, the support from the community, but also that you were trying to explain to your young sons about SNAP benefits going away. Now, I hope that you guys have enough that you can feed your family and that you're okay. Why was it so important, because you're parent of the year right now, why was it so important to teach your kids about families that were going to struggle? And how did you do that to young kids, to with your young sons?
Yeah, I was raised in an environment where, you know, we went and served Thanksgiving dinner on, you know, to those less fortunate than us on Thanksgiving and that type of stuff. And so to continue that with my children, who have always been naturally giving, their teachers always rave about them, their counselors in school are like, those are the two boys of the year, even before all this started. And so I've always had two young men who have just are beautiful in their hearts. And we want to make sure that, you know, we didn't know it would come to this. We just wanted to make sure if someone needed to get fed, that they got fed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How quickly after you brought that first crate, so did you bring that to, a food shelf, and then other people just kind of started doing it based on your video, and that's how this all kind of ballooned into this?
Yeah, we literally just posted it right in our front yard. We got a foam board from the dollar store and wrote Free Food Pantry. We posted in our local Facebook groups. hey, with the potential of, you know, benefits going away, we have this year if anybody's in need. And like I said, from there, it just, we've ballooned into now a full shelter, honestly, in my front yard. With, we have got 10 full totes. We've got pet food. We've got, hygiene products, tampons, food, cereal. Someone made homemade Christmas bark and dropped that off for people. And it's been amazing.
Can you tell me about the people who've showed up to take some of this stuff? Have you had any interaction, and have they thanked you? Because that's a difficult thing for people to do. We have a next Tuesday, we have a radiothon that we do every year, mm-hmm. about, you know, people who need help. And one of the biggest obstacles is overcoming is the people who are, you know, prideful and say, I it's tough to ask for help. What do you say to people like that who show up and get some of the food you're offering?
Yeah, absolutely. We always do our best to give everybody privacy. If I do happen to be out there restocking things, moving things around, I always ask them if they're okay with me being out there. Usually it's always a yes. We do get a lot of people at night, probably for that exact reason. And what I always tell them, I had someone yesterday say the same thing. Like, I'm so embarrassed. And this is no different than you coming over for dinner. You're coming over to have a meal. You're coming over, your family's getting fed, and you're leaving happy. That's all that matters.
Wow, that is so beautiful.
Yeah,
just that was so beautiful. AJ, how is it functioning now? Now you have a lot more food. Are you just giving donations to local food banks? I mean, are you setting up a full service food bank on your lawn? I mean, what does it look like outside your house in Pittsburgh now?
Yeah, quite literally. I have someone came by the other day with a $2,500 like blow up shelter tent. That's, you know, it's actually beautiful here today, but it's been cold. We had a little bit of snow come through. It's been windy.
Okay.
So now it's fully encompassed, fully enclosed. I was able to, you know, buy another table and put more food outside of the weatherproof totes that I had. Mm-hmm. And so, I've just been restocking it as necessary. I had a whole team of volunteers come in over the weekend to sort my living room because it was a disaster in the best way possible, obviously. And so
yeah.
I'm just trying to keep up with it.
So oftentimes it makes news when like kids get in trouble with the cops for having a lemonade stand. Has your local authorities or has anybody complained? You know, sometimes you got the nasty neighbor. I don't want all these people on my lawn. Have you had any pushback like that, policy wise or community wise?
We haven't had anybody complain that I know of. And actually our local police station even dropped off a $50 Aldi gift card for us.
Very nice.
Oh, so nice. So nice. Amazing.
AJ, clearly you're a hell of a father and telling your kids about these life lessons. And
love.
What message do you have? Be a dad to the rest of us who turn everything into a political fight nowadays. And you obviously have cut through that and just talking to your kids about need and want and helping your fellow man. What's your message to our listeners about like what you tell your kids and why you tell your kids that?
Yeah, I've had so many people in the comments of you know, viral posts and like just be so negative about, you know, you need to work for food. And it is not controversial that everybody needs food.
Yeah,
I have people coming in here with babies needing size one diapers. Nobody deserves to be unfed, unclothed. It's a just basic human right. We're all here for each other.
Mm. AJ, how can we help?
You know, if you have some volunteer time and want to come over to Pittsburgh, I would love to see you guys. Truly, I meant where can we send you money? No, I understand that. We're so good. We've had so many people. You know, even members of the Pittsburgh Steelers have reached out and been in my house actually. And so it's just been.
Whoa.
Such a blessing. And
Aaron Rodgers. Really, what about Aaron? Has Aaron showed up?
No, not yet. Not yet. Come on, Aaron. Luckily I've had so many people donate money, donate time. I had somebody drive an hour to talk for 45 minutes. They handed me $500 and drove an hour back home. It's just, Pittsburgh's really come together to help each other.
I love everything about this. AJ Owen, thank you for being a great dad and thank you for just doing the right thing for the community and trying to help in a world where so many of us feel helpless.
I'm so happy that so many people have been inspired by this, and I appreciate you both for having me.
Excellent.
Very cool.
Thanks, AJ.
Have a great day.
Take care.
What an unbelievably beautiful sentiment. I'm so glad that we highlighted that story because feeling helpless is a terrible feeling, you know, feeling like things don't matter, that you see wrongs in the world. I mean, that's how we spent our first half of our show, talking about seeing wrongs in the world, but there's nothing we can do about it. Well, this is something that AJ felt he could do something about, and we all can. So just really beautiful, beautiful thought. Celebrities are getting in on this also. They're also giving away free food. I'll tell you more about that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Will Smith and Jada Pinkett Smith's kid, Jaden Smith, has built a restaurant where paying is optional. We're talking about people, really, we're talking about people doing good things, like our last guest, AJ Owen. And our dear friend, Donna, just said, of tears, love that guest. Donna, thank you for listening. And we need some positivity. We need people doing good in the world, because all we can do is control what we can control in front of us, you know, and our breath. Sometimes not even that. But it's important that we know that there are people that are doing good things in the world. So here's the deal. Jaden Smith says, if you're broke, you eat for free. If you can't afford it, if you can afford it, you pay. If not, don't worry about it. It's called the I Love You Restaurant, and it flips everything we know about restaurants. There's no prices. There's no judgment. There is just food. Jaden saw millions of Americans that were going to bed hungry. You know, I'm sure he lives in LA. And instead of waiting to fix it, he did it himself. The first version was a pop-up food truck on LA's Skid Row. He gave away free, healthy, plant-based meals. There were no cameras. This is why you're not hearing. You haven't heard about this. I haven't until this Instagram post. There are no cameras, by the way. There were no conditions. There were no questions asked. You went up to the window and they ordered and whatever they had on the menu, and you got food. And people, of course, thought it was a PR stunt, and because that is how celebrity in L.A. Yeah. is built around. Jaden did not stop. After the food truck, he built a restaurant, standing restaurant, the I Love You restaurant. It's a full restaurant in West Hollywood. No bill, nothing. Every meal you buy, if you go in and buy and, you know, sit down for a meal, sure. funds another person's meal. You can absolutely donate.
Love that.
He says it's not just charity. It's a system where one paying customer can feed three more. Mm-hmm. You know, like how Union Gospel Mission can yep. do you give $1 and it turns into $3 and the amount yep. of food they can buy. Well, he's figured out how to do that with meals. He says it's a loop of generosity that is powered by the community. The fields are 100% plant-based. They're nutritious. It's real, healthful food. He says dignity shouldn't depend on your wallet, and everyone deserves to eat. And I just think this is amazing. He calls this idea that he's had love as infrastructure. And it's a new model for how we feed each other. The response has been, as you can imagine, massive. Lines around the block from, yes, those people in need, but also people wanting to go and pay.
Yeah.
Eat a meal and pay and right. give money. He doesn't have any sponsors. He doesn't have any investors. Although, you know, he comes from a wealthy family. Sure. So that's how he could start
Not
something like this.
Not a problem.
Right. But he's doing some
exactly.
good things.
And on that note, too, mm-hmm. like, even I think when we were talking to AJ, I'm sure part of the public is like, okay, the guy's got these guys on TikTok. He's getting tons of followers now because of this. You know what? Who the hell cares?
Who cares?
He's doing good.
Cares?
And even if it's somebody who is like, look at me, what I'm doing. You know what? They're still doing good. And you might like mm-hmm. judge them on, well, you don't need to tell everybody about it. But who cares? As long as they're doing good in the community. And I certainly don't That's think right. AJ was in that category. But there are people out
no,
there who are,
no.
you know, influencers or whatever they are. And, oh, I'm going to do this for the community. You know, they're still doing that for the community. I mean, you can roll your eyes at the look at me culture of it all. But it's still good
care.
Work being done.
I know? Don't care.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Jaden Smith restaurant, by the way, it's expanding city to city. It's growing, but there's no marketing. There's no PR. He's just building them. And hopefully the model will be self-sustaining. But if not, it'll need backers. It will need investors.
Yeah.
But I just, what a beautiful thing. See, there are good people out there that something terrible happened. The SNAP benefits were denied. People didn't get that. We had a problem in this country. And we can't count on politicians to solve it. This is an example. And I know maybe, you know, like AJ's food bank is temporary. And hopefully this is a temporary problem. But it renews my faith in humanity, which, by the way, is completely lost. We've lost our minds when I hear stories like this, and we hope to highlight them more. You can always send them to me. If you know of any, hit me up, jordana.green@odyssey.com. We'd love to feature somebody in our community doing yeah. something fantastic.
Yeah, like AJ. I was thinking of that, too. AJ. Like, it's great that he's doing it in Pittsburgh. I bet you there's people that have been doing that here in the Twin Cities as well. Mm-hmm. And good on mm-hmm. them. And absolutely. We need to highlight
a little bit of
people
ray
like
of sunshine
that. All right, don't forget, today is Thursday. That means coming up in an hour and a half, we'll do Dear Jordana. That comes up at 11:35. Mm-hmm. Already got a text earlier in the show, somebody, and if you are not going to be around, hey, get on the Odyssey app right now, click on that voice message. You can record your question for Dear Jordana, send it in, and we'll get it. And then the great thing is, even if you're not listening, you can listen back on the podcast if you subscribe
yes, you
to the Adam and Jordana podcast, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcast. We would love if you subscribe to the Adam and Jordana podcast.
David, what you got coming up for us on Quick Takes?
Yeah, Quick Takes coming up next. It seems like everybody in Minnesota is either eating donuts or staring at the sky looking for the Northern Lights. We'll talk about both of those coming up next.
And I'm okay takes. With that.
All true. Love both of those things. That's right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.